This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Well, in case you weren't aware, folks, AMI Audio is available right from your TV. Rogers Ontario, you can find us on channel 196, and Rogers Ignite customers, you can find us on channel 146. Check out ami.ca/audio for a list of channel locations in your area. Kelly McDonald with Ramya Muthan, hosts of the program. Thanks for being with us.
Coming up on tonight's edition of AMI This Week on AMI TV, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Mondays is when you can check out the show. But we'd love to get a preview with our friends. Grant Hardy from Vancouver is here to talk to us about Christina Martin. And she's a singer slash songwriter from Nova Scotia who released a music video, and it's a very special one. It's a single, Stay With Me. And she wanted to make sure that the whole thing was completely accessible. So let's find out more about that. Grant, you want to tell us about the efforts that Christina and her team made to ensure, first of all, that the video itself was accessible?
Yeah, this is kind of a fun one. This piece that our colleagues in Nova Scotia helped connect us to. So, you know, I don't know about you guys. I've never seen a music video before. I thought it had never been done before. Apparently it actually has been done before, but not often. Music videos are really interesting for a couple of reasons. One, because they're so important culturally, you know, it's important to have all of these art forms be accessible. But another thing is just that the lyrics of a song are not always obvious with what's happening in the music video. And sometimes when you watch it, it's kind of interesting to go like, oh, okay, this was behind it. But, you know, Christina really wanted to put some accessibility efforts behind her music and her artistry just to make sure that she's not leaving any fans, any aspect of her audience out. So she actually contracted with a professional describer and even a voice, Christine Malik from the blind and partially sighted community, to voice the description.
Excellent work. And it sounded really good, Grant. I had a chance to hear it, and it seemed that the efforts that people wanted to put into this were great. Now, I think of describe video personally in efforts I've seen to describe a musical, mainly on TV, and the opportunity to see this kind of thing done really made me think, too, because, as you say, to enjoy a music video, well, I might as well just listen to the music somewhere, whether it's off a streaming system or back in the day by the CD for it. Rum, have you ever listened to a described music video?
No, I have not. And that's why I'm super curious about this. Like you, I feel like I've heard that things were done, but it's awesome because I think the process would be very unique because you're talking about a very short, compressed project, right? Or at least what
Correct.
People are hearing.
Yeah. There's just so much, an incredible amount of visual bandwidth. We maybe get a sense of that just in the jobs that we're in, you know, just thinking about the amount of description that is able to be squeezed into mainstream television programming. You can tell that people are really kind of stretching sometimes to try and squeeze all that important stuff in. You know, this is not something that you would have to listen to all the time.
I think if I
was going to listen to the song, you know, just on my phone, I'll just, you know, turn on the song, whatever. But I think it's really interesting to have the opportunity to listen to the description once or twice just to get an idea of what the song is really about.
Well, and when you think about it, it's just as much sense as originally, why are we making a music video? Well, to compliment the song. And when people are listening to the song, wherever they're listening to, they'll picture that. And that's the same kind of thing. Now you have the ability later on when you're listening to it, you know what's happening, what complementing the words of that song. So who did you talk to, Grant, when putting this together?
Yeah, well, we talked to a lot of Chris and K's for the segment. So there was Christina Martin, obviously the musician. We also talked to Christine Malik. I mentioned she's a member of the blind and partially sighted community who has a podcast who voiced the description. And then there is also a Crystal, who runs a company called Sensory Friendly Solutions, and she collaborated with Christina to create kind of an accessible launch party. So it was, they ran it over Crowdcast, but they also had an accessible Zoom link, bless them, for our blind and partially sighted screen reading audience. And it was just an interesting opportunity to play the music video and get some feedback from blind and partially sighted community members and just have this little kind of launch party all together from home.
I love, first of all, I love the work that Chris does in the arts communities and the consultations and just the unique projects that come her way. And then when I hear about it, I'm like, wow, especially here on when she brings things to the show on Curious Minds. But tell us about the accessible described launch party a little more.
Well, I just, you know, we're, I think, all getting a little bit more used to these online Zoom things, but it was just a really interesting opportunity to get to know the cast, the artist. She even, you know, made an attempt to like physically describe herself throughout, which is kind of interesting. Just playing the video and soliciting feedback and questions and anything that maybe wasn't clear from the audience. Just sharing in the excitement of doing something that is still pretty unique and not often done, and having this really cool hour of music and chat and just getting to know everyone.
Really great. So when you're putting the piece together, what would you feel that when we watch it, that we pick up the most? I mean, she sounds like really interested in not only making it accessible, but making this the way to do stuff going forward, not just a one-off kind of thing for this video as kind of, hey, what can I do with this? Maybe making it something that maybe not every tune, everything that gets released, but it seems like something that she has picked up and decided, I want to do this going forward. So I want to learn as much as I can. So going forward, I can think about that in another application.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think another sort of theme that I always try and explore with people, and this is something we explore too a bit, is that, you know, accessibility shouldn't be something that you fear. And I think a lot of people are afraid of just getting into this in case, you know, what if you get this wrong? And then you hear this, like, wow, person did a terrible, whatever.
And nor should anyone feel, Grant, that it takes from what they're trying. And I know we struggled with that on TV as over the years at AMI, you know, wanting people to feel they still can be creative, but also take into account being accessible and inclusive. And sometimes it's so hard to get your head around it because you're trying something and you stop and say, well, how do I do this? And that's when I guess you have to, you know, instead of throwing your hands up and walking away or saying, I'll just take the simple route, you know, maybe take some time, breathe, go away, come back, or talk to somebody.
Correct. Yeah. And I think this is a good opportunity of, you know, as she did, saying to the audience, you know, this is what we've tried. Let us know what's working. Let us know if something didn't work and maybe we could draw something different next time. But making sure to stay connected with as many fans as possible by having that accessibility component.
Yeah, and even that, just the what access feels like for a lot of different people, even opinions or approaches are all becoming very, very multiple. You know, like there's just so many ways to kind of do things that isn't necessarily the right quote or wrong way, especially in the arts world. There's just so much to going straight to the creator and hearing what it looks like or feels like from the creators themselves, and then having consultants, but also kind of balancing that line between standard description or standard accessibility features versus, hey, let's put it straight into the art. So there's been a lot of that conversation going on. And I think the conversations in and of themselves are fascinating, not just the end product.
Oh, are they ever? We could talk about description, described TV and other description for days and days. And of course, just as viewers have different styles of programming, we all have different styles of what description is meaningful for us, I'm sure. Even probably people who were blind from birth versus maybe those who lost their vision in later life, maybe they have different details they consider obvious versus, you know, implied. I'm not really sure, but yeah, it's gotta be tough. But the thing is to just try and do your best and take in whatever feedback you can.
For sure.
Where can we watch it, Grant? So especially before we see your TV piece, where can we actually watch the video?
Yeah. So luckily, the piece is on AMI this week, tonight, but in terms of the music video, you know, sometimes the described video is locked up in some vault somewhere, whatever. Not the case here. You can just go on YouTube, search for Stay With Me, Christina Martin described, and it'll come up. You can take your pick. If you just want to listen to the song, you know, you can play the non-described video, but I'd recommend watching the described video a couple of times just to get that visual bandwidth.
So cool. And tonight you'll be talking to Christina at 8 p.m. Eastern time on AMI TV on ATW.
Yeah, check it out. It's a cool piece. I knew it would be an interesting story, but you know, sometimes once you get into it and you talk to everybody and you attend the event and stuff like that, you realize just how cool something like this actually is. Yeah. I'm happy to be putting it out there.
For sure. And we love the backstory. Thank you so much, Grant, for previewing it for us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Grant.
Grant Hardy is our reporter in Vancouver, and he joins us, he joined us today, but we are joined by our friends from AMI TV on Mondays to get that preview of AMI this week, 8 p.m. Eastern time on AMI TV.
Looking forward to all that back story with that they have on that piece. We're going to take a break, and a question for you. What's the winter outlook look like for Canada this year? Well, we get the lowdown with Rachel Monastino, meteorologist with the Weather Network, in next hour. Today is the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. We reflect on this with Danielle McLaughlin on Know Your Rights later on. But up next, Kim Kilpatrick is here with her community report from Ottawa. Please stand by.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.